Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
Can we sing that you brought me over part? Can we sing that?
You brought me over. Oh, my soul will sing. You brought me over. Oh, my soul will sing. You brought me over. Oh, my soul will sing. Hallelujah.
You brought me over.
You brought me over.
Has he brought you over?
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. You brought me over. Oh, my soul will sing. You brought me over. Oh, my soul will sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You brought me over, God.
Nobody but you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. December 31st, God, you still brought us over. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Days, God, and you still brought us over. 365 days of just grace. 365 days of just mercy. 365 doors that was closed was open. 365 ways out of no way was made. 365 days of him just being God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. 365 days. Not 364. Not 359. 365. You'll have to excuse me because I just get happy whenever someone testifies. Because it really reminds me just how great God is. It really reminds me just what he can do for me. If he did it for somebody else, he'll surely do it for me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. So much grace and so much mercy. I thank God for the moment we just had in his presence. And I pray he remains. It flows right into my sermon. I'm coming out of 2 Acts. And if you're familiar with the Bible, you all can be seated. I'm going to be reading for a little while. If you all can remember the story or what happened in 2 Acts, you would know that it's titled in this Bible, The Gift of the Holy Spirit. And he's put that on me so long ago that we've come at a time where we take for granted what God has given us. We don't even recognize that the greatest thing he could ever give us was the Holy Spirit. I don't need the money. I don't need the cars. I don't need the house. I might not even make it in heaven, but just because you gave me the Holy Spirit, y'all a little dry when I said the Holy Spirit, but that's okay, because I'm going to tell you just why the Holy Spirit is so important and why he makes me so happy. If you look in Acts chapter 2, it says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place," kind of like where we are right now. "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And they were appeared, and there appeared unto them cloven of tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began speaking with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem, the Jews that were dwelling at Jerusalem, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together." See, you got to understand, they didn't even realize what was happening. All these people were speaking the language that none of them knew. So everyone that was around them had to come and figure out, how was this possible? Watch this. And it says, "And now when this noise was abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. They were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, the dwellers in the Mesopotamia and Judea, the Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, in Egypt and in parts of Libya, about Cyrene and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, priests and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this?" Tell your neighbor, that's the Holy Spirit for you. "Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hear ken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." Hallelujah. He poured out his spirit. Why did God bring me to this verse, this section of the Bible? I had to ask myself plenty of times. All he told me was in the spirit. And I said, you know, well, Lord, I don't really know where I'm supposed to go with that. And a few days ago, he gave me Acts chapter 2. I'm not really good with the Bible. I didn't know what Acts chapter 2 was. And when I saw it was the day of Pentecost, it all came and made sense to me. Because the sermon that he gave me was, we need to stop taking for granted the Holy Spirit. It's New Year's, 365 days of, what I say, grace, mercy, doors was open, that was closed, ways out of no way, but 365 days that the Holy Spirit remained walking with you. We take this day to say, Lord, it's the New Year's. You know, I don't know what I'm supposed to say up here, but a lot of New Year's sermons will go something along as of, this is your year for your financial increase, the year of your new house, the year of your new job, the year of your prosperity. But woman of God, can I be honest with them for a second? This next year could very well be the worst year of tribulations you ever faced. That's just the truth. I can't get up here and promise your next year is going to be the best thing you've ever seen. It could very well be one of the worst years you've ever experienced. But thank God for the Holy Spirit, because while you're experiencing your worst year, he'll hold you to let you know I'm still here. If you remember when I preached on Thanksgiving, I talked about Job. Job lost everything, but what did I say he didn't lose? The Holy Spirit. He lost his house, his family, all the money and riches and land. But every day he got up and just said, thank you, Jesus. You said you was in the car and you couldn't stop saying thank you, Jesus. That reminds me of myself when I wake up certain mornings and I just can't stop saying thank you, Jesus. And I know it's nothing but the Holy Spirit that just woke up with me and continued to say thank you, Jesus. And I had to sit there and flow in his spirit. If you ever see me when we're worshiping, I just lose myself and just waver about because I'm just lost in his presence. He's so amazing. I can't help but just sit there and be amazed at him because he just moves so freely. He does so much when he's near us. God, I thank you. You can take all the money. You can take my wallet. You can take my Apple Watch. You can take the house I live in. But as long as I got Jesus, I can still say hallelujah. 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 I might not have the health that I want, but hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's what this. That's the next doctrine of Christianity, the Spirit. We've come so far, but we forgot so much. And that's sad. We shouldn't forget the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, I'm trying to tell you, the Holy Spirit will comfort you. He'll keep you. He'll watch over you. He'll guard you. He'll guide your footsteps. He's the bridge between you and the Father. The Holy Spirit is everything you could ever need. Just walk with him. Don't walk against him. Don't try and lead him. Walk with him. Let him do what he's going to do, and you follow suit. You have to get comfortable. If you're going to walk with the Holy Spirit, you have to get comfortable with the will of God. You can't walk with the Holy Spirit and get uncomfortable with the will of God. You can't say, I'm going to do this. Because if the will of God says you're not going to do it, you're not going to do it. You can try as much as you want to. But the Holy Spirit and God said, that's not going to happen. So if you're going to do this, you got to walk with the Holy Spirit, and you have to agree with his will. It's not going to be every time you're going to want to agree with his will. Sometimes his will is not what we think is best for us. But if you just continue to walk with the Holy Spirit, you'll understand that it is the best thing for you. I have to move on with this because they gave me 20 minutes, and I'm already at my 10. Y'all laughing. I'm serious. They gave me 20 minutes. And he says, I'm sorry, I lost my place. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will shew wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Tap your neighbor and tell him, call on him. Call on him. Every time a lot of us get down to prayer, we always say, Lord, I need a new car. I need a new job. Lord, these coworkers is bugging me. I need a new something. Lord, I need some more money. Jesus, you don't have to increase my finances. Increase my faith. You don't have to give me a new house. Help me restore this house. You don't have to give me a new job. Jesus, give me a new mindset to handle this job. You don't have to give me anything new. Just help me. Jesus, you can just fill me with your spirit. When's the last time you really prayed to God and said, Jesus, I'm not even coming to say I want anything. All I'm saying is thank you. Thank you, Jesus. That's all I'm coming for, Jesus. I'm not coming to just, oh, Lord, I need that. Lord, I want that. Lord, just thank you. I'm just adoring you right now. I know that around the world, everybody's calling on you for something. Lord, I just want to see how your day is going. How's your day going, Jesus? What's going on today? That's all I'm calling for, Jesus. We got to start praying for the Holy Spirit. Pray for him to fill you more. We're praying for all these materialistic things, but your spirit is dying. You got a new Benz, but your spirit not even going to make it in heaven. But you happy for this Benz. Because it's a 2019. Yeah. You better hope that car and you make it to 2020. If we're being honest here. Pray for his spirit to fill you. And watch everything you ever needed follow suit. If you just chase after him, everything will follow. I'm going to keep saying it because somebody gets it. Follow God, and everything behind you will follow with you. Because God said, I am rich in houses and land. I'm the God of everything. If you truly believe that, you wouldn't have a problem following him. But yet, midway through the year, we'll get to a point where we'll say, you know what, Jesus, They're taking too long. Tell me how a perfect God can take too long. How does that work? How does a God that created time take too long? He can change from, what's today, Monday? We can snap a finger. It can be Thursday. That fast. How can he take too long? But we'll think, you know what, God, you're taking too long. You want to go that way? I'm going this way quicker. And then something happens. It's, oh, Jesus, Lord, help me. Jesus, oh, Lord. Well, if you would have went the way he told you to go, you would have avoided all that. But because you thought you was big and grown and wanted to go by yourself, go ahead then. I'm not going to stop you. I'm going to let you go. Go ahead. You think you're grown. Right, Pastor? They thought they was grown. But if you were to walk with the Holy Spirit, what the enemy has set up over there, even if he brought it over here, the Holy Spirit would have already blocked it before you even walked into that next position. You're not even understanding me. The Holy Spirit is also a protector. He'll protect you even when everyone is attacking you. And he'll do it happily. He won't even complain about protecting you. You didn't even pray to him that morning. But yet, that car accident was going to happen, didn't. You didn't pray to him that morning, but it was gunshots out to the house, and you left just 1 minute earlier and was able to avoid it. And you didn't even realize that was nothing but grace and mercy. You just kept going saying, oh, I missed a gunshot. That was God protecting you. That was God keeping you. The Holy Spirit will do wonders in your life. The Holy Spirit will deliver and restore souls. There's so many damaged souls in the body of Christ, mine included. I'm no perfect saint, very far from it. But just know the Holy Spirit is working on me day in and day out, month in and month out, year in and year out, 20 years old, and he's still working on me. Let you know how damaged I was. I'll be 95 and he'll still be working on me. That just puts it in perspective. I can be in my grave and guess what? He'll still be working on me. Let him protect you. Let him keep you. Help. Let him mold you. Don't try and mold yourself. Let the Holy Spirit mold you and watch how you become. So many times we say, Lord, I have no friends to bring into the new year. It's 2018. We're all over 15. If it's been this long and you don't have no friends to bring into the new year, maybe you the problem. If we just going to be honest, maybe you're the problem. If you follow the Holy Spirit and let him correct what's wrong in you, you might have some friends to bring into the new year. If you let him correct what's going wrong in your life, you probably wouldn't have to say that. But no, because we think we're all big and grown. We take for granted what God has given us. If you really just sit down and understand just how powerful the Holy Spirit is and just how great of a work he can do. I mean, I don't understand how nobody really got up and started shouting right there. The Holy Spirit. I mean, imagine being in that room when he came in. I would lose my mind. They thought they was drunk. They would think I was on my deathbed. I'm getting ready to go. I'm shouting forever. Because if you think about it, it was more men and women that were supposed to stay and wait for the Holy Spirit. But only, what, 200 or so really stayed? That means a good number left. A good number left, but they remained. And what did they get? They got the Holy Spirit. They got the third part of the Trinity. And the best part is that he resides in you. Tell your neighbor, he resides in you. He's living right in here. And it's up to you to feed him, to let him grow in the more. If you read your Bible, he'll grow. And he'll grow to a point where you'll be walking down the street and you'll just say hallelujah. You didn't even know what happened, but you're just happy. You'll be walking down the street and you just feel like shouting, just going in for God, and you nothing happened. There'll be times I'll be in class and I was taking a statistic. I dropped it. It was too hard. I was taking statistics, and she would say Y plus X plus B, and I used to get lost, and I'd be like, Jesus, I don't know what I'm gonna do, but listen, I feel like shouting. So if you can just make time pass, I promise we can have some church in here, okay? And my spirit would just be happy. She's talking about, man, I should have paid attention. That's probably why I had to drop it, because I couldn't get it out. But I just sit there, and I just be just ready to go. No beat, no drums. I'm just having church all by myself. Like, there's nobody with me. Rob, you can testify. We'll be in the car, and we'll just ready to go, just all day long, because the Holy Spirit is sitting right up in here. And sometimes you really just can't control it.
Sometimes you just really can't help but say hallelujah. You're not even doing anything. But my spirit gets happy when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. My spirit can't help but shout out hallelujah. Because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, if it was not for the Holy Spirit walking with me, and if it wasn't for me walking with the Holy Spirit, who knows what could have happened to me? Who knows what could have happened to my family or my job, my life? Who knows what could have got turned upside down? So God, on this December 31st, 2018, I thank you for 365 days of just your Holy Spirit being with me. I truly thank you just for that perfect gift, God. I thank you for just being and comforting me, even when it felt like I was by myself, God. Thank you for continuing to walk with me. Even when I wanted to go left, you pulled me back right, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, woman of God, I'm ready. I came to church to shout, because I meant I was going to thank God for being with me 365 days of nothing but grace, of nothing but mercy, of nothing but covering, of nothing but Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Days, 365 days of nothing but grace, nothing but mercy. Tell your neighbor, excuse me. Don't say this if you don't mean it. Tell him, excuse me. You got to give me some room. Because if you knew about my February... Clap your hands if you got it. Let me see you do your dance. If you got it, let me see you clap your hands. If you got it, let me see you leap for joy. Don't stop. Don't stop. The music stopped, but he didn't stop working. The music stopped, but he didn't stop walking with you. Come on, woman of God. Tell him it reaches to the highest mountain. Tell him it reaches to the highest mountain. Come on, Tyler. It's the last day of the year. Give him your best praise. Give him your very best. Don't sit there and give him your very best. Give him the praise that he really deserves. Don't worry about who's next to you. I told you. Oh, from day to day, we'll never lose. Day to day, never lose. Whew. Tell your neighbor, it'll never lose its power. Never lose its power. Put your preaching voice on. Tell him it'll never lose. Come on, help me preach it. It'll never lose. never loose. Never loose. Never loose. Never. I don't care what happens. It'll never loose. Never loose. Never loose. Never. And guess what? I'll never stop praising. I'll never stop shouting. I'll never stop flowing. I'll never stop going. I wish I had somebody in here that would help me. Never stop praising. I wish I had just one person that would help me never stop praising. Come on. Come on. Y'all saying never. Y'all saying never. But ain't nobody praising them. Tell them I'll never. Never. Let me help you out. Let me help you out. Because we... Wait a minute, wait a minute. We got this misinformation that in order for the Holy Spirit to work in us, he got to take over in our bodies. Tell somebody that's not how the Holy Spirit works. He's already in you. You want to know how to shout and how to dance? Lessen yourself and let him come in. If you just start jumping, watch he just take over. Your lady's going to be... If you just lessen yourself and stop worrying about who around you, you was praying for a healing. Your healing and your praise. But you still worry about who next to you. Come on, give it to him. Give it to him. That's all. Just three people. Take a lap right now in the spirit. Three people, take a lap right now. Just follow me.